have 4 points with regards to fellowship. And like I said, we won't do this tonight. We'll just start it. First of all, fellowship is fundamental in God's plan. I don't know. Would you have said that before I just said it? Secondly, how? It's a sharing of life. Thirdly, the value of this shared life. And then fourthly, some characteristics of this shared life. So first of all, fellowship is fundamental. Turn with me to Acts, the 2nd chapter. Now, I have referred to this in preaching before. I don't know if I've done it in this context, and ought to have. I have referred to it in this context, in that we have a single sentence statement of the life of the church. A single sentence statement of the life of the church. We have Peter's preaching on the day of Pentecost and what follows. And here's what follows in Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, say the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. So what we have here is church life in a sentence. Public teaching or preaching. Fellowship. Breaking of bread. Lord's Supper. And prayer. That is the corporate prayer life of the church. Now, why am I reading this? Because there's only 4 things stated there. One of them is fellowship. Is that a surprise? Is that a surprise? Reformed Baptists are known to be extreme, overly simplistic in their way of doing church. Why? Because of this verse. You go to a church down the street and they do everything age specific or interest specific. I remember talking to someone who went to a church that will not be named, not in the city, so it's not a problem maybe, but they had a Harley-Davidson group in their church. You know, you could have a geriatric paraplegics group in your church. Whatever splinter subset there might be, it's thought that you have to cater to it. And Reformed Baptists have reacted to that, and we are very, very simplistic. The question is, are we biblical or are we just reactionary? I am stating that from this verse, we are biblical. But the way in which I am stating it, you might or might not, and I guess I need to apologize if I've never said it this way before. Fellowship is in lieu of this age-specific, interest-specific, activity-specific things in the church. It's even in lieu of so many splinter Bible studies. Fellowship, you see it? It's the apostles' teaching, so it's this kind of didactic preaching kind of setting, and it is fellowship. This is God's plan. How can that be? Let me make a statement and attempt to prove it. Now I'm going to go on to this second point, which is the how, that I call the sharing of life. Everybody's got this sharing thing. We know that since the 60s. We're all about sharing. And we want to share life. Well, this life is not the same as merely this horizontal sharing that we might already be into as individuals. Let me make this statement. Here is the statement of what the church is about from God's point of view. The church is about God's life having become, if you will, the life of Christ by means of union with Christ, becomes life in the body of Christ, which equals fellowship. Fellowship is a sharing of a joint life which is in Christ. It is this sharing of this life which is Christ. So when Luke tells us that there are four things going on, and one of them is fellowship, and you begin to see how huge a part in church life now this thing called fellowship must be. The only thing that makes sense, and I'll prove it, Lord willing, is that there is an actual sharing of this life which is Christ's in the body of Christ. So, we have 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. This is John speaking. Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. There's life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So here is this life, not just transmitted. It's transmitted in a particular way. It is, you can't lose the sense of the Lord Jesus in John 17 saying, I in you and us in them. This is union. This is shared life. If you look up the word fellowship in the Greek dictionary, what you get is the word share. The Apostle John here is saying life, and then he's saying fellowship, shared life. Life. That continues on verses 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So there are parameters to this. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So there is an expression now of those who are in Christ, sharing in His life, and now they are sharing in a common life with one another, by means of a life which is, what do you want to say, is dealing with sin. And I can now walk in such a way that I share this life. It's not a perfect life, but it's a life in which I'm dealing with sin before God, and I'm sharing this life, which is Christ's. We get the same notion in Philippians chapter 2. I want you to not just think, well, we got some, you know, way out view of something out of one apostle. Philippians chapter 2. If there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any sharing which is by the Spirit. We have to, this phrase, fellowship of the Spirit, means nothing if it doesn't mean a sharing of Christ which comes by the Spirit. And he is invoking that fact to speak of a shared life which now comes and provides consolation and next unity for those in Philippi. It gives the same thing in chapter 3, verse 10. In that case, he's speaking of the Lord Jesus and his sufferings, and he's saying there is a sharing in, a fellowship of Christ's sufferings. There is the same notion in 1 Corinthians 1, 9 and 2 Corinthians 13, 14. There is this common life which has come from Christ, which by means of union with Christ comes not just now to an individual, it comes to the body of Christ. He says, by one faith you were baptized into one body. So now there is a sharing of life. The value of this shared life. The value of this shared life is that it gives the character of what the church is. A church is, without this, is just a club. It's a set of folks with a common interest. With it, we have the life of Jesus Christ expressed in a given locale. That is a world of difference. So, for example, when we have mandates for behavior in the church, for example, Ephesians 3:16. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And then he immediately says how we are to behave toward others in terms of exhortation, comfort one another. So this thing which comes to me is not mine. It's mine to share. Church life is common life. There is a flowing of the river of life. And otherwise it's kind of dammed up and it gets stagnant. Let me read that. Ephesians 3:16. I had is 3:16. Strengthen, dwell in your hearts through faith. Is it? No. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There is a flow that's being described there. It's not just that I get and it sits. I don't get and it sits. And it's not that I get and I stand and teach. There is, because it's a common life, there is this shared relationship that causes me to be of use in the body. So I would like to take this down another level and speak to it in much more detail. I don't think that we ought to take the time to do that. Let me give just some of the categories of it. Some categories or some characteristics of it. Psalm 55:14 speaks of it as sweet. Psalm 119 in Malachi and 1 Samuel speak of it as active. We can see in many places in the scriptures that this thing is real. I think that's probably what I've already attempted to prove. So this shared life now is something that has qualities that we need to understand and strive for and exhibit as believers and as a church. May God help us as we move toward those.